Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic, and I want to thank all of our loyal listeners who listened to the reruns when we were off the air. We greatly appreciate that, and all who have stuck with us throughout the year on Inner Sight. And, you know, the reason we put those nursing home shows up is because we feel very, very passionate to people in the nursing homes. We want them to know that they're not forgotten, and they never will be forgotten as long
That's
as there's an Inner Sight.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to stop talking about it and advocating and I want to thank all the people, and you should too, who signed the petition.
Yeah, there were like 55 people. I was really happy. Keep passing it along to your friends. The more you pass it along to your friends, the more advertising we get on the promotion of this nonprofit sort of campaign that we're doing to get people out of
nursing homes. It is a campaign.
It's a vital campaign. Yeah.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, as a suggestion, what you should do is, when we had that list, we were going to start a committee.
Yes.
Send everybody on that list the petition.
That's a great idea.
Let them put it on their social media.
Right.
That's what you should do.
That'll work. Yeah. It's
get
great.
Get more
you
names.
Can do that.
Yes, and apologize. Tell them we found that we decided to do it a better way than have a committee.
Yeah,
you know?
I will. I'll call them.
You've got to get those names.
You know what I'd like to do? I remember you saying that you needed somebody to just call, I don't know if it's cold call or a pre-call list of people that you want to get involved. That, I heard, was really good, doing that. It really makes and that's what Change was saying, that it makes a lot of difference when you get people that you already know and they could, you know, spread your petition. You know?
Well, you got to get people who care about these nursing homes.
Yes, yes.
You know, to get rid of them.
And it's not a place to throw away your loved ones. That you would have to just, you know, you can't do that. That's not nice. That's all I have to say is like.
No, a lot of people don't want to do that. But what the hell are they supposed to do? How are they going to pay for an aide to be there
24/7?
Right. Who can pay for that?
Look what happened with my aunt. It was very, very expensive. We did a little bit, and now she's all alone, which is not the best thing, but Florida doesn't have – this needs to go to the federal level. The reason why is that you could then conquer, like, people saying, oh, yeah, but it's covered under Medicare and Medicaid. Why aren't you trying to do that? That's a problem right there. We found a big loophole right there that's really horrible. You know?
The more you get these agencies involved, the more of a chance the person can wind up in a nursing home.
That's right.
So you gotta be
That's
very
right.
careful with that.
You know what the worst thing is? Is when Adult Protective Services forces you to put your family, your mom. I'm speaking about my mom right now.
That's very cowardly because they know you have no way to fight them.
That's right. That's right.
You know? That's what that's about.
You got that.
A bunch of damn-ass cowards.
Yes, they are. Yes. I agree with that.
Put people in a horrible place like that.
And leave them there. They knew when I asked the woman, she came over to evaluate my mom for her with her swallowing, but they said she's okay, right? So I sat down there and I said, do you think she could live, you know, with just a couple hours a day, you know, extra than what she normally had, and then put her back out? No, she needs 24/7. So there's the deciding factor. Then why aren't you working her all the time and bringing her to that level? No, they don't do that. You know?
Well, that's what we got to change.
That's right.
That's where these agencies should come in and say, hey, we'll provide it. We'll do it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, but they got to be mandated by the law.
I don't know if it's
all otherwise
mandated.
They'll lose all their money.
They're all getting the same education. Horrible, okay? What they're getting is, okay, you have to – I used to remember when I was a nutritionist, okay? And I actually, you know, had a major in nutrition. I went for my my internships, right? And I was working at the Bronx VA. And let me tell you, people have no clue what's going on in nursing homes. They don't.
Of course not.
Not a clue.
That's why they're in a site. That's why we do this show.
That's right. That's right.
To let them know.
Yeah.
I was very sorry to hear that, and, you know, again, it shows you he should have acknowledged us and came in with us. He wouldn't have lost all that money. This guy, Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Lost a lot of money and gave a report out on a conflicting report on
yeah.
the news. First it said that he sold... millions
Twitter.
Of cars.
Oh, wow.
And then, and yeah, let me talk. And then the stock market report came back and said that they, he dropped, I forget what the percentage was, but millions of dollars. And so he lost on two counts, the stock market and on the production, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for the guy, but, you know, people don't listen. Now, we sent out a tweet a while back. I don't even know if he ever
yeah,
saw
we did.
It. To help
yeah,
us.
I don't think he saw it.
I don't know. But if he would listen to us, you know, and invest some money in this nursing home campaign, we don't need anywhere near the money that he's dealing with.
That's
now,
right.
Let's say if he would invest $5 million.
Right.
And we could do a campaign and get radio spots and
you know what would be good, too?
And, you know, build up a campaign to the point where we would be able to get a lobby in Washington. But,
yeah.
You know, as it turns out, I don't know if he got our tweet.
Yeah.
Or if he heard us
something.
Or what.
He said
what?
Something. I don't give to people who come to me. I give to people once I find out what they're made. Like if they do something and then he hears it, then he gives to them, but not to anybody who just calls him like that.
Well, then
that's
let him
kind
listen
of
to
really...
the show. That's
yeah,
an excuse.
Did.
Come on. The show is
it
here.
Is.
It's on every night.
Yeah, I know.
He knows what we're about if he listened to us.
Yeah, I know.
So, anyway, the other thing is the checks for the disabled came in early.
Yeah, I know.
Came in early this month.
Yeah, I know.
People got their checks on Friday.
Yeah.
And the third check came in on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, it shows you
that they could do
that the government can change things if they want to.
That's right.
I mean, it actually appeared that the government gave a damn about us, that they didn't want to leave us without money for the weekend.
That's what I thought. But I don't. Yeah. Now you're telling me something else? What's going on?
I'm telling you, if you're listening to me, I'm telling you that
I
it
am.
Appears that the government cares about us by sending the money early.
Early. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So if they can extend themselves like that, don't uh-huh. stop there.
That's right.
You know, do the whole ball of wax.
That's right.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's right.
License the guide dog schools. Put in regulations.
Right.
Amend the
yeah.
ADA. There's just
yeah.
three things.
Right.
You know?
We didn't even go
make
through
it
our
so
list
that,
that we're going to do. I'm sorry.
Make it so that people can work without worrying that they're going to lose their little bit of disability money. Who the
That's
hell wants
true.
To go to work if they're going to take your money away?
That's right. And they still are taking your money away, no matter what, right now. That's not a good position to feel like you're, you know, having to pay back. You don't want to work if you have to pay back everything that you work for.
We shouldn't have to pay back anything for all of this
that's
owed us by this government.
Especially when you know you didn't make the mistake, but they're making it as if you made the mistake. That's the part that really infuriates me. I'm going to use that really strong word because it really does infuriate me. You really need people.
Wait a minute,
you're
not making any sense. What are you talking about making a mistake? What are you talking about?
They, you know.
You mean when the government makes a mistake? Is that what you want to say?
Yes. What they did.
They send you extra money and then they want it back.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not even
their mistake.
Nothing. It's their mistake. That's right.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay that money back.
No. Nope. I cut it down to 200 and still they want more. I'm ready to scream. I just said no. I said no. That's all I have. Take it or leave it.
Well, you should have straightened that out a long time ago.
Oh, I know. But how could I be this asshole? Excuse me.
Open mic brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. You want to start the new year off right, learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape. Call Devin, 631-445-3464. 445-3464, Third Eye Insight, all right? And I want to thank my dear friends, Tom and Michelle of Shelby's Kitchen. Great food over there. The number is 631-286-0444. And it's a great place. I haven't been over there yet, but I'm hoping to get over there soon.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're over there, I'm sure you'll notice
Milton,
the pictures or the posters or whatever they have.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, call the district attorney in Suffolk County for Mendez,
mm-hmm.
Spencer Mendez, and demand strict punishment for Milton's killers.
Yeah.
Tell them to upgrade it to a felony. Here's Mendez's number, 631-533-4104. 853-4104, 631. That's a Suffolk County district attorney number.
Right.
So help us bring justice. And not just a slap on the wrist, because that's a bunch of bull.
That doesn't do anything. you know what that's like.
All right,
like, Inner
Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. And we wish Joanne a speedy recovery from her surgery.
Yeah.
And
you spoke with her?
A healthy, healthy new year.
Yeah, right.
All right. Big East, the key to rescue, at Verizon.net, 609-388-7004, 388-7004. Big East, the key to rescue. And we thank her for all her help.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, nobody stopped on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, and when he's able to give you veterinarian services, he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
631-484-3085. A lot of people don't want to get an animal because they can't afford to feed it. Well, Gary will get you the food. So you could have an animal.
Yes, you can.
All
He's
right,
great.
Inner Sight. Back on the air, Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. And this is open mic. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Just keep it
clean,
all
right? I know
what
I'd like to talk about tonight.
We don't want to have to give you the boot.
No, listen, I would love to do that.
Well, let me give the number. Hold it.
Okay, I'll hold my
phone. Got to watch all that interrupting.
I'm trying.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I have an open mic. I'd like to, it's a little bit off what we talk about, but maybe you could help me. I was looking, I bought accidentally 2 turmeric, but I know turmeric works very well on the brain and inflammation, but I need all the other things that help with inflammation. You had told me something about it, and I don't remember, actually.
I don't know. You got to call Dr. Berg.
Yeah, no.
I only know things that are told to me.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a, it's
yeah.
not my field.
Ask
me about guide dogs, about dogs.
Basis. Yeah, no.
I'll know it, but, you know, and if I don't know it,
yeah.
I'll find out, but.
That's right.
I'm not an expert
okay.
on these things. You got to find out for
okay.
yourself. You got to follow up, follow through, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with everybody. It's getting very difficult for me to read all the labels and stuff. I try, but it's not happening sometimes. Sometimes I'm missing letters because I can't see them. Things like
well,
that.
Well, you might need glasses.
Badly.
That's the simplest thing. Go
well,
to somebody who knows what they're
glasses.
Doing and give you the right glasses.
Well, they're not necessarily in a glass frame, but what they are is a low vision expert gets it for me, and it's what she said. She said it was a magnifying glass that they put right close next to your eye so that if you're looking at something, you could see it better.
I don't know. Maybe you don't need a low vision person. Maybe you need somebody who deals with everything and who knows what the hell they're doing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about these low vision people.
Yeah. Well, this
you know.
The only people who got it authorized by the commission to get me the glasses.
Oh,
that I need.
What do you expect? The commission.
I know. Yeah.
They're the cheapest.
Exactly.
Lowest organization on this planet. They don't even care about a dead guide dog.
This is crazy. That's craziness, Frank. Real
I wouldn't
craziness.
Go to a place like that. Are you kidding me? Especially this day and age.
Mm-hmm. And they
anyway.
Were upset that I had fallen and blamed me for it. That's the thing you were talking about as well. And I said to them, why are you blaming me? I didn't do
well,
anything.
All
I did
was fall. Yeah, they want to put you in a nursing home. That's what their bottom
that's
line
right.
is.
Right. Yeah, that's
I guarantee
right.
you that they wrote that in the report.
Yeah.
And that could be used
probably.
Against you.
Well,
that's why
I
people
not.
Shouldn't confide in these places, you know. They
no,
want to
I
get
don't.
In your life.
Mm-mm.
They want to run your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, they want everything.
You know.
You know what they had me do?
That's what's bad about these things.
Yeah. You know what they had me do? Call where I got all my glasses and everything from all the neurological, you know, standpoint. There was like a doctor who tests the neurology in my eyes to make sure that my cone and my rod cells are working. One for shadow at night, the other for changing light. I think that's what it is. I don't remember exactly, but they had told me what it was for, and it was for the retina, and they were testing the retina. He said anything that bothered the retina was in the past, but he can't correct that. That's why my eyes, that's why I'm legally blind. That's what the guy said. He would have to correct it with surgery, and I'm not doing that.
I think you should look up Dr. Liu's website and see his thing on the eyes.
Okay, that's fair. Huh.
I think you'd be much better off with that than all this other
yeah.
bull crap.
I know.
The commission doesn't
I'm
know what the hell
myself,
they're doing.
I cut all my medicine down to half, it was. So I'm proud of myself a little bit. I want to complete it, but I have to find the supplements that go with it, you know? And screw
yeah, well, that's
going
why
into
you
got to
search these websites and the,
yeah.
the Google and
I've
all
been,
that.
I like Berg's website, I got to say. He has, if it's not on Amazon, it's on Berg's website straight. I had bought some things from Berg and some things from other things on Amazon, but the Berg one I definitely contacted, you know, not spoke with him, but grabbed some of the things that he had. I want to get memory boosting because they said if I have MS, that's something MS can do, is where it messed up your memory. So they said, remember I told you I was with a gasoline leak years ago? Well, it's the known fact if you have carcinogens, you can get MS in your body. One woman had photography developer. Me, I had gasoline I was smelling for about 8 months of my life, not knowing it was gasoline, thinking it was the oil truck, and we maybe had a hole in our tank.
Well, you got to get somebody who can detoxify your body.
I need that badly,
like,
yeah.
Me.
You know? I need it the proper way.
Like.
Not, I'd rather do it with organics than anything else, you know?
Yeah.
It's much better, much healthier way of living.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show,
that's
Wednesday
right.
night, and we're going to talk about all the people who signed the petition.
That's right.
And try to get some more names. Thursday
yeah.
night, we're doing a show, the 10 points of inner sight that we want to see happen this year.
That'd be great.
10 points.
I think that's the greatest idea, Frank, that you did.
We're going to list them.
Yeah.
All right. And the nursing home is going to be
on
the top of the list.
Any other point? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Friday night is the funnies.
Uh-huh.
And the new year, and we'll have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short week.
Very
but
short
a meaningful
week, yeah.
week.
Very meaningful.
On open mic, 213-816-1650. Hope you had a safe new year.
All right.
Have a healthy one. Now, you
mm-hmm.
got this Center for Disease Control now coming
yeah.
out with numbers, you know.
Mm.
They're so damn bent on numbers. How come they never
you
come
are.
Out with a formula
a
that
solution.
People can take that
yeah.
will strengthen their immune system.
That's right.
So they'll only get a weakened piece of a virus,
mm-hmm.
if that.
That's
you
the,
never hear them come out with that, do you?
No, you don't.
Only with mm-hmm. stupid numbers.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I don't believe half of them
person,
are accurate.
And nothing, right? We treated this person, but they got another problem when we were treating them. We had to treat them for that. You know, that's the way all these medicine companies work, you know?
If these people knew what they were doing, believe me, a lot less people would have died from
that's
this
right.
whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do enough to save people and protect them. And that's
I
the
think
real bottom line of the problem.
Mine, too, was that what they do with the, like, this must have come from the swine flu vaccination. The reason why I say that, it's a COVID vaccination. And this might have come from that because I was at college still trying to, you know, take some biology classes. I took them. And they said for me to continue with college, I would have to get a swine flu vaccination. All right. So I took it with the, because I knew it was planned for a while, the swine flu. But here's the weird thing. I'm getting to it. I went to go take the COVID shot. I didn't get any symptomology. But when I took that, the swine flu one, I took it with the flu shot together. Oh, my God, I was so sick, Frank. You don't know how sick I felt.
Well, it's something normal.
Yeah.
It tears down your immune system.
Yeah, it does. So I could be convinced that after a while I got used to the vaccinated liquid. You know, I only needed one shot, and that was it. That's what they said. And then here comes COVID-19. I go to take the first shot, the second shot, and the booster. Okay? Let me tell you, that thing didn't throw me for a loop. I think, like I said, I felt like I didn't take anything. I took water in the freaking vaccination. That's what it felt like. But it wasn't. It was the same vaccination, I feel, with my body, the way it was reacting, that I didn't get any reactions. None. Only my swelling in my legs. That is a reaction.
Now, what about the long-term
I don't
reaction?
Know. I wish I knew.
That they haven't seen yet or they don't know anything about because they didn't test for it.
Long
term.
Yep.
That's going to come up.
Oh, yeah.
In the next 5 years.
I didn't take the fourth booster because I still don't trust them.
Well, they had a bad research report on the booster. On
see, yeah, I don't want to do the boosters. Mm-mm.
You know, they said the booster makes people worse. They found out.
Who said that? I want to know who said it because I took one of them.
Look it up on CNBC.
Oh.
It was a few weeks ago.
Here's the weird thing.
Just put in research, boost in, and you'll probably find it.
Yeah, probably. I don't know why.
All right, open mic.
Anybody
on the line, open mic.
Hold on, let me look.
Inner Sight. Back on the air.
Yeah, back on the air, yeah. Anybody waiting? As far as I could see right now, I'm going to refresh it.
8:25, Inner Sight.
Yeah, it's just us tonight.
Louis usually calls in, but, you know, he may not remembered.
Why don't you call him? You have his number by heart?
Well, give it a few more minutes.
Okay.
And we'll see if
he dials in.
So there's no callers? You sure about that?
Yeah, I did a refresh. More than once. Here, they'll do it the third time. Nope. Nobody.
All right. Inner Sight, and you know, I'm concerned about the people who last time I spoke with my good friend Jose,
yeah,
told me that he had 32 people in nursing homes here in Suffolk County
that he knew
that they couldn't service.
Oh, my.
Because of the
pandemic?
The ordinance. Not ordinance.
Oh.
What do they call that?
Law?
Order.
I don't know.
Order.
Yeah, the order, yeah.
When the tax people examine your books, what do you call that?
Audit,
that's it.
A-U-D-I-T, audit.
Because of the audit, they couldn't send people in to the nursing homes to service these people. Now, to me, you know, that's a horrible way to what little that this government is doing.
Yeah.
And then they come around and take it away because of friggin' money.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
The people should come first.
Yes.
And then the books, then the money. So there's another curse.
Yeah, it is.
That the government has put on us.
Yeah.
You know, the hell with the people in the nursing home. You can't go in there because you're being ordered.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a thing is that?
It's horrible.
And that over the holidays, too.
Yeah, right. Okay.
A lot of people are into the holidays. You know, I'm not particularly one of them, but a lot of people do
celebrate.
Get into the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And that's no time to cut back, especially from people who are in danger of being in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard that this guy McCarthy lost.
Mm.
Being, they didn't want him as the Speaker of the House. He's a Republican.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lost.
I
don't know who they're going to put in there, but...
Yeah, they have to figure that one out. But I'm amazed. You know, Pelosi doesn't want to do it again. Is that the Senate or the
No, she quit.
The other thing? She quit? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where you been?
Under a rock.
She quit, man. You got to start listening to the news and get things to put up here on the show.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You should listen to the news.
I
listen
usually.
To it every day.
I
Not
just
that I'm crazy about listening
light.
To it, but I want to. It's good talking stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's what you should do. You got to.
Yeah, I will.
Listen and pay attention, and you got stuff to talk about on the show.
You know what I also have? I got some equipment that I'm looking into, but it isn't that much money. So I'm going to see if I... There was one equipment that you could switch between streams, they said. So if you had somebody coming in on one stream, you were able to switch it easily with a button on a little, like, box. And they were really big, the buttons. I could see them. So I was like, oh, that's good. you know.
Well, anything that like that, you gotta test it.
Yeah, I am.
You gotta make sure that it's usable during a broadcast.
Yeah, I know.
That's very important.
Yes, it is.
You know, it may work.
I think you would be able, I don't know if this is possible, Frank, that you'd be able to pre-record some stuff like we do, you know, on a regular basis. You'd be able to do that.
I mean, the equipment may work, but does it work when it's hooked into Blog Talk Radio?
That I don't know. I'd have to speak
to somebody.
You got to
find out
before
you buy it.
Yeah, right? I think you're making me laugh.
That's why a lot of people go to
what?
A place
TikTok?
Like Sam Ash, let's say musicians, you know, and they need a piece of equipment. They can test it right there.
See, that I like. I might do that. It's
That's
a lot
what you
easier
do.
And cheaper, probably. Sam Ash has sales, good sales.
You got to check it out and make sure it's that it works.
Definitely.
I'm going to try to get Louie on the line.
Drum him up.
check and see if he's called in first.
Yeah, I am. One second.
Sight, open mic.
Negative, Frank. Nobody but us.
All right, stand by. I'm going to try to get him.
Okay.
Inner Sight with Louie Rivera.
Hey, Louie.
Happy New Year.
Wait a minute. I should have called 1-213-818-16-1650.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's the wrong number. 213-816-1650. Right. That's what you should have called.
Yeah. Instead of calling that number, I'll call your number.
You could do that too, but it's easier to call the guest number.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Anyway, how you doing?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too.
Hey, Frank, Happy New Year.
Yeah, a healthy one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Most important.
I know. I put away my Spanish and English Christmas, I put it away.
Oh.
Put it away, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you get? Two different bottles of rum? Spanish and English?
Aguinaldo, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I watched the ball go down, and I wish everybody a happy new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how come the ball never goes up?
No, because we have to stay with 2022.
Yeah, but I mean, I would think it would be more fun if the ball went up into space or something, you know.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Instead of coming down. Now, here's another question. When that ball comes down, where does it go?
It goes
light up
like
the new year.
Right, it does.
Yeah, but where does it... Shut that off, please.
Where does it go?
And it goes down and it light up the new year.
What is it, a rubber ball or a plastic? What
crystal,
is it?
It's a crystal ball.
A crystal
ball.
So when it goes down...
Okay.
When it goes down, it's going to hit the ground, it breaks, right?
No, it doesn't break. It don't crack.
No. It don't break?
It
How come?
Goes It goes into, like,
Frank.
A little area, Frank.
I don't know.
No, I know.
It must be a very light ball.
Documentary on it. Yeah, probably.
It's a light ball, and they probably work it electronically.
They do.
And when it gets down to the end, they just shut it off. That's probably the answer. I had to answer my own question.
I was just about to give it to you, but you...
I'm surrounded by morons.
Hey, listen, you.
In his sight.
Who the team leader of a whole bunch of morons, okay?
Hey,
No morons.
Hey, Louie.
I'm not a moron,
talk
right?
to me.
I don't think so.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do Friday for the New Year follies?
Yeah.
We got to have something new, something different, right?
My name is Ryan Seacrest. Welcome to Dick Clark's Rocking New Year 2023. We have a guest for Ryan Seacrest. Frank Perino is going to join Ryan Seacrest on Dick Clark Rocking New Year. How you like to feel, Frank Perino? You're going to see your face on TV.
Yeah.
Frank Perino. This is Ryan Seacrest. Welcome to the Dick Clark Rocking New Year.
Who's Ryan Seacliff? Who is that?
Seacrest.
Go ahead. Tell him, though.
Ryan Seacrest, he's a TV host.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Dick Clark. I don't know who this guy Ryan is.
He took over
Ryan Seacrest. He did that show with Kelly Ripa.
I don't know that show.
Kelly Ripa called Live with Kelly and Ryan. That's
Ryan.
The name of the
show.
What was that, his girlfriend?
No.
Just another host.
Yeah. Tom Suzanne. Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
What kind of a show is that?
Like another host. What is it?
A talk show or a variety show or what?
No variety, just a talk show.
Talk show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it was nothing like Inner Sight, though.
No, nothing's like Inner Sight, Frank. That's good.
That's a good thing. Right.
It's not a bad thing.
Hey, Frank, I was watching the New Year TV. I was dancing up a storm.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, let me ask you something. Now, you know musicians. You know music.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to Alice Cooper?
Ooh.
Years ago, School's Out for Summer and all his hits.
Yeah, you like him?
Nah, on and off.
He's weird, that guy. He went up on a stage with a snake one time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I stay away from there.
Yeah.
Oh, this not.
You don't
want to
get bitten. Take it to the hospital. Check out. You get bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if the snake would bite him. He's his friend, you know. But
no,
I'm not crazy about
that.
Snakes. I mean, you know, they don't bother me. I don't bother them. You know.
That's it. I don't mind touching one.
Right.
That didn't bother me as long as it wasn't close to the mouth. When they had those touch. When you were a kid, you know how you came in with show and tell? Well, a guy used to work for the circus, and his son was in the school. So he came and he told everybody how it was in the circus. Meanwhile, he bought a snake. He bought, some tortoises. He bought different animals that were endangered, certain animals that were all endangered.
Yeah.
But
and
the
then
snakes,
they put
he
the,
told us not
they
to
put the school in danger.
There you go. Yeah. But he taught us to do right at the beginning, Frank. He said, no, don't go near the mouth whatsoever. And we were young kids, you know, so we knew something about it anyway.
Yeah, well, you know? I'm surprised that the school let him bring those animals in.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm surprised,
Frank.
Too.
Yeah, Louis.
My favorite new wave band rock group, Duran Duran. That's my favorite 80s.
Oh, you like Duran Duran?
Oh, you like Duran Duran?
I love Duran Duran. I'm going back to the 1980s.
Yeah,
yeah, what was
that
big song?
Better die and something after you.
That's
a hungry like the wolf.
Yeah.
Hey, who was the lead singer of that?
Simon LeBon, Nick Rhodes, and the other guys.
Yeah.
I like View to a Kill. New Moon on Monday, Ordinary World, Wild Boys.
Oh, I like them.
Well, I went to a Kiss concert some years back.
Yeah.
Ace, the guy Ace. Ace Frehley. What was the other guy's name? The head guy. What was his name?
The guy Peter Criss.
I got him.
Paul Stanley.
Gene
Peter Criss.
Gene something.
Gene Simmons. Yeah.
That's it, Gene something, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons. Yep. His daughter now is a performer. I never heard her.
Yes, she is? Wow.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family.
But that was a crazy concert, man. I took this girl
and
I went.
Oh, I've been to them. You know what's even crazier? Depeche Mode. Have you ever been to a Depeche Mode concert? I have. It was the,
no,
and the fans were just crazy. Oh, my God, they were all over the place. I went to a Depeche Mode concert. I also been
to they're good. They're all right.
What? Yeah, I know.
All right.
My
in a sight, Louie. Give us a promo for Friday.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year 2023. Make sure you tune in Friday from 8 to 9 on Frolix, starring Inner Sight's Frank Perino. And we're going to have a good time on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Honeymooners, Sanford and Son. And don't forget that song, that must be that philosopher song.
Better make sure you bring some clean underwear.
Or even
clean underwear.
Tissues, so he doesn't get all the,
for the parties.
No, no, I don't leave.
You're so funny.
All right, we're gonna
really
have some fun on Friday. Tell you about the Jimmy Dinigan New Year's Eve party.
Hello, Jimmy Dinigan.
Holy smokes.
I miss Connie and Chrissy. I wonder how they're doing.
Guess what? Talking about
what?
Connie and Chrissy, they said that they would, if we had a show or something, to contact them and see what they can do. But I've been trying to contact them and see if we can get Connie and Chrissy on for you. That'd be nice.
Well, you gotta look at the listing on cable, Altice, and see when they're on.
Yeah, let me know, Louie. You could call me and let me know. You could call. Because I don't tune in all the time to them. Usually I'm asleep by then. I'm an old
lady. I saw Connie, no Chrissy, just Connie by herself.
One of them gave me their cell phone number so I could give them a call. And text.
Yeah, Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah, Connie and Chrissy.
You got
and
my phone. Yeah, you haven't called me for a while. I got my home phone.
Well, I've been a little sick and under the weather, but I'm getting better now, a little bit at a time. You know?
Yeah.
I was unconscious for maybe about, 12 hours. I was unconscious.
Right.
So next time it ain't going to be
he's
that
still
easy.
Unconscious.
Let's put it
doesn't even know it.
Say it again, Suzanne.
I was unconscious, Louie. I wasn't awake.
Oh, Connie and Chrissy you're talking about.
Oh, no, that was me.
Connie and Chrissy are unconscious all the time.
No, I'm totally confused.
All right, in sight.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, thank you for talking about Connie and Chrissy. You told me, guess what? When Connie and Chrissy comes to your phone, you got to call my house up.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry, Louie.
Okay.
If I can set you up on a date with them, I will.
It's a show.
To talk to you. Yeah.
Okay,
like
they're nice ladies, you know.
Yeah.
I will see you Friday night, Lou.
Okay, I love you, Suzanne.
I'm gonna try.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right.
You too. All right.
Yeah, you're in my heart. I love you.
Aw, you're in my heart.
We
too.
Love you too. Inner Sight.
Yes. Okay.
Take care.
All right, open mic.
See you, Suzanne.
Take care. You have to go back to the other line, Frank.
Okay.
Inner Sight, yeah. 213-816-1650. Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody out there on the line you want to call in?
No, just us.
We wish you all a healthy, healthy
and a happy
new year.
Yep.
And you know, some of the best ways to stay healthy is to inform yourself. Don't count on doctors. You know?
That's true.
Because they're not going to inform you. They want you to be sick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not going to make any money.
That's
true. Think about it.
Yeah.
So you got to inform yourself how to be healthy and what to take and what not to take and all that stuff. A health tip, cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good to regulate your blood sugar. You can eat it right out of the jar. But,
yeah, I know. What do you take
cinnamon.
The whole thing that you – what is that thing called? The regular fresh cinnamon without – you have to – I forgot to peel it or take off the bark off the cinnamon. And then you could get – you have to peel things. It's like a rod. I can't remember the name of it. I know what it
well,
looks
you can
like,
get cinnamon in a jar.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But
do it that way.
Piece.
Cinnamon sticks.
Just,
they have cinnamon
that's
sticks.
That's it.
Too.
Sticks. Okay. Yeah, I didn't remember that. I don't know why.
You know, you can hold one in your mouth like a cigar. You know?
Lollipop. Or a cigar.
Cinnamon's very good. And a wild oil of oregano, of course, that kills virus, you know, and minimizes virus very much. So good stuff like that. And also there's a vitamin E that comes from a company called Life Extension.
Oh.
I forget the name of the vitamin E, but you take one a day, and a lot of these doctors, natural doctors, claim you'll never get a stroke. Take this.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Vitamin
E. You know why? It's a blood thinner, a natural blood thinner. It is.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I do. I know about it. You know why? I had to stop all my vitamin E before I had surgery, and they knew about it too. But that's the weird part. It stops there on what they know and they don't know. They don't.
Well, this
is
not regular
vitamin
E. It's a special brand of vitamin E. So it probably has other things in it too.
Yeah, probably. I have one that helps my nerves, meaning it helps my nerves regrow and healthy, and it has vitamin E in it also.
So just a couple of health tips, and go on the websites of Dr. Nan Liu and Dr. Berg, you know, people like that, Gary Knoll, and pick up all these different things. And you'll stay a lot healthier that way. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to get out of this world alive. That's for damn sure.
That's for sure, damn sure.
But the thing is, there's a lot of people who promote death.
That's a big problem.
Because they want to make money.
That's right.
I think that's one of the worst things in the world.
Well, what about the dentist I wanted to go to? He wanted to take out all my teeth. I want him to save teeth, not take them out. So now I got to convince them when I go tomorrow not to take out too many because I only have 15 teeth in my mouth. And that's all from the cortisone that I was taking and the something that was upsetting my stomach and the acid just...
Oh, yeah, horrible stuff. It rots your teeth.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
And the medical profession makes money on it.
Yeah, because then
one
they send
way or
you
another.
To the dentist.
So the doctor made
right.
money on it. Now the dentist is going to make money
on it. Oh, the dentist, $30,000. I said to him, are you kidding me? $30,000 to fix what they made a mistake on? Ooh, I have a case.
You know what I'd say to him?
Yeah.
Find me a dentist who's good enough, who's going to save all my teeth, not take them out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's what
exactly.
you need.
Yep. He said, they're all rotten, though. I said, well, if they're rotten,
sure, they're all rotten cause
that
they're
wasn't
gums.
Done by me. It was under the bridge. So that was done by the, you know, the surgeon or the other dentist that I was using.
It was
you know?
Done by all those damn drugs all these years.
That, too. Yeah.
That was the worst.
It is. I had 58 medicines, and I brought them down to, like, yeah, I almost died with all those medicines. That's why I'm going on a goose egg hunt, you know, and going back and forth. Let them test my blood. That's the blood is the answer. I really do know that. I'm feeling more energy now than I have in ages when I stopped some pills.
All right, Insight, tomorrow night's our nursing home show.
Yes.
Be with us, and we're going to talk about the petition and how we've picked up over 50 names.
Yeah,
and,
let me check again. That was this morning, but it could be more.
Oh, all right.
I spread it.
Give us a number, and then give us a number on listens.
Okay, I'll do both. I'm waiting for change to come up. Okay. Now, petitions, our petitions, I have to log out of this one and go into our account together, the other one, the other account. Log in with Facebook. I hope I could do that. Yeah, I could. Okay. Oh, come on.
So we're contemplating our first press conference in March on the nursing homes. And hopefully we'll get a lot of good support on that.
I hope so.
Well, that's why we want to try to fill up this petition with names.
Yeah. It's taking forever. Oh, damn. I hate this thing. I really do. I put a code generator on it, on the thing, so it protect our petition from anybody taking it or doing anything with it. Well, guess what? It's backfired on me. It did. I got to find out why, but. We'll see.
Well, at least it's doing its job.
Yeah, right? You're right.
Why did you put that on?
Why? Because people were... Remember the time we had one guy being nasty to us? Well, I didn't want... We approve anything that's pasted onto our website, but we have to approve it. That's all. I don't want people...
I don't remember,
you know,
any of that. I don't know what you're talking about right now. What guy?
All right. There was a guy who was on the subway that time, and he started making fun of you, and
that guy, he didn't bother us. We got rid of him.
We did get rid of him, but it was hard.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wasn't easy. Okay, now
well,
it's
I wouldn't put
up.
Anything up on that petition if you're getting response, and don't change anything.
No, I'm not.
Well, you told me you just did.
No,
put
I didn't
some
do
kind
anything
of a device up there. Take it off.
No, I could take the device off at any time. It goes to your account then. That's all.
Yeah, take it off. Don't put anything. If you're getting names, leave it the way it is.
I do. I did. You're not getting anything that I'm giving you names through just what we had from before.
All right, so how many names we got?
Different. I'm sorry?
How many names do you have on the petition?
I'm trying to get onto the site. It's not... Sorry, something went wrong. But now it did it. Just when I was, it said something went wrong. I'm waiting for it to come up. I don't know why it's taking so damn long, but I'm waiting.
Well, see if you can see how many names.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing
it. I want to get a count.
It's not going fast. That's why I don't like doing the thing after our episode. Yeah, I spelled that right. Okay. It should go in now. Ah! It's not doing it. Hold on. Wait a minute.
All right, if we can't get this tonight, we'll get it tomorrow. It's the nursing
Definitely.
Home information.
I'll have it tomorrow. I don't know why I can't log in. It's giving me a
try to
headache
get
right now.
The number of listens.
Yeah, I will until the end of the show. You have 6 more minutes. We'll do it. We'll make it.
Yeah, look
okay.
it up. Inner Sight, open mic.
Oh, jeez. What the hell? Error summary. Something went wrong. It keeps doing that. Doesn't tell me what. Oh, payload none? What does that mean? Okay. I'll have to ask what that means. It says error description. Please try refreshing your page and close open browsers. There's no open browsers. I'll just refresh the page and see if it works. No, it's not working. I have to do it tomorrow. Got to figure out what.
Sounds like a mess to me.
No, it sounds like this. It's probably a virus. I have to run the virus protection on it.
No, give it some oil of oregano. That's all.
I sure will, Frank. I sure will. That stuff is good. It works. You know, and for me to stop my medicine to go to that, it must have been really very good. Right?
All right. Inner Sight. And we, our first show of the new year, open mic, got a couple of minutes, 213-816-1650. You want to make a quick comment?
I have something.
Go right in.
55 supporters. I got it before the end of the show.
You got what?
55 supporters.
55?
Yep,
on what?
Uh-huh.
On the nursing
you need
home?
45 to conquer this goal, and then we pump it up to whatever you want it to be. You got to be, they said, do it in little bits and pieces. I read some of the things on what they do to get more attraction. They put in bits and pieces on the internet. They don't put too much at once. You know?
So we got 55 named on the nursing home petition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Better than
and we
four.
Only had...
three names.
The beginning of the year, we only had what, four?
No, three.
Three.
Yeah.
So there's definitely an improvement.
Yes.
And whatever you've been doing, try to duplicate that and keep it going.
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
You know. Now, you can't get a number on listens?
Yeah, I'm going to get it right now. It was 117,000. I think it was 227, but I got to look. I looked at it before the show.
All right.
Hold on, I'm going to look now.
The starting of the new year, the first show,
okay,
we have 100.
I'm sorry, 117,207. No,
all right, 117,207.
That's
our starting point.
Right.
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say by next January, we're going to have 200,000 listeners.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's my prediction.
And that's what we should do.
For the
you know what I have an idea about? Taking the nursing home show on the road. Meaning, if I go into the mall and I have a little bit of an amp that I could use, and we could just, at low volume, just run our shows. It'd be great. And it'd give us great ratings, too.
You got to get permission for that.
What is it? I'm sorry?
You got to get permission to use equipment and all that.
Yeah, I know. I will.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
On Inside on the nursing home show. And once again, I want to thank all our listeners, and people who believe in freedom.
Yes.
And we will do our best to make this the year that nursing homes won't be there anymore.
Or at least next year at the latest. You know?
What?
I said at least next year at the very latest, you know?
Yeah.
Meaning
turn them into housing.
Yeah.
Accessible housing.
And it's an election year, I believe.
You need that a lot
Isn't
more
it?
Than you need these damn nursing homes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night. Thank you, Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone, in the memory of Joe.